A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fabio Carvalho's been mooted for a while now. He's obviously going to be leaving Liverpool on loan. Been reported that pretty much everywhere now that RB Leipzig looks like the place for him. I know David Lynch reported on the day they were, like, there was talks about whether it was going to be a buy option or clause. That seems to be knocked on the head. Liverpool, it is just going to be a straight loan. Obviously, Leipzig tried to buy him. We know that, didn't he? Put a bid in that was rejected. It said, I've read a few different pieces, yours included. It was like, he feels he's more likely to play perhaps at Leipzig than he would be in, because we spoke last week about like West Ham and Brentford, is he actually going to play? It feels like everyone here is going to get what they want out of it. The player's going to go and play footy. He's going to play Champions League footy. He's going to be in a good team who's winning a lot, so the pressure isn't as intense as like a Premier League relegation battle, which is where he might have ended up if he went somewhere else. Again, it feels like pretty much everyone here is going to be happy with this one.
I think there's a good chance, yeah. It sounds like a good move for everyone. From his point of view, look, he needs to play. He wants to play. But he also wants to play in a certain style and certain position. You know, he wants he's a number 10, isn't he? You know, I think it's quite clear. Leipzig play with a number 10. Sometimes they play with two number 10s, which helps, of course, not just in starting games, but when you're wanting to change the game, then you've got, you know, you're not thinking, okay, we can bring Carvalho on, but where are we going to squeeze him in? You know, he's going to come on right mid, or he's going to come on sort of centre forward. You know, no, he fits the team, you know, even if he's not deemed good, you know, from the start. Like you say, I wouldn't say it's not pressure, because it's probably a different kind of pressure he'll be playing under. He'll be expected to win games. He'll be expected to be up the top end of the German league. You know, listen, if Leipzig had, you know, got their act together last season, there was a chance he could have won the league, you know, given the way it turned out with Bayern. It was a rare chance for a lot of clubs in Germany. If they had a good season, particularly good season, there was an opportunity there. So he'll be expected to be up that. Obviously, Champions League football, demanding crowd. Coaching Marco Rose, who you know has a history of getting good bits out of some pretty talented younger players as well. From Liverpool's point of view, I completely understand why they didn't want to sell, especially at that kind of price. You know, they bought him in what they deemed was a good deal, up to £8 million. They felt that was an absolute snip. He was probably worth double that when they signed him. He's had a difficult season, but he's probably still worth at least that and probably more. So why would you sort of cut your losses straight away? Let him go, have a season, and the worst case scenario, I think, is they've got a 20 million plus player on their hands next summer. The best case scenario is that he goes and absolutely smashes it, and they've got a player that's either worth more than 20 million or is pushing to be included in their plans going forward, and has shown different parts of his game. Maybe, you know, maybe he goes and he just starts scoring goals for fun, or maybe he goes and he starts, you know, dropping a bit deeper and becoming a bit more of a midfield player, or maybe he goes and starts playing off the wing and all of a sudden you're like, wow, okay, yeah, he can play that role. There's a lot of positive to it. You know, I can see why people would be disappointed that a player that there was a lot of fanfare over, you know, it was only last of the year and he's been sent out on loan. But we've seen it. You know, players have done it before. Harvey Elliott's gone on loan and come back and become a part of the squad. Divock Origi went out on loan for a season, you know, battled relegation in the Bundesliga and came back and had some pretty memorable memories with Liverpool thereafter. So it is possible, I'd say unlikely, that he comes back and, you know, really becomes it. But Liverpool speaks so highly of him. I don't think there's sort of platitudes there, you know, just different, even just different elements of his, you know, people speak about him, his technical quality and what a good player he is, how good he trains. But people also speak about his attitude, you know, loves having the ball, just a sort of a proper football obsessive. Talk about him being, you know, just a bit unlucky with what's gone on with the situation around the team and the fact that the team went into that sort of decline so soon after he joined. So I don't think there's sort of any ill feeling in this, you know, probably just a bit of frustration on everyone's part that they weren't able to come up with a, you know, a way to get him in the side or to build a side that was able to accommodate him. But I think Leipzig will potentially be a really good one. Obviously, there's no note of caution. I think Emil Smith Rowe went there a few years back and barely played.
Yeah.
But even then, you look at that and say, well, he came back and, you know, wasn't didn't cost him too much in terms of his career. So there's a lot to sort of get excited about. And I think it'll give a lot of interest to people watching the Bundesliga next season. I think, you know, people, another reason to watch Leipzig, isn't it? You know, and see how he gets on.
It's also like, sometimes, I can say this more, maybe, you feel like sometimes Liverpool do send players out on loan. Sometimes it is, you can kind of sense he's not going to be a Liverpool player. Yeah. With all due respect to Leighton Clarkson, he got himself in a shot window and got himself a really good move to become a professional. Like Liverpool have done that before. The sense with Carvalho, from when you're saying, it's like Liverpool do believe there's a chance he comes back and is still a Liverpool player. Yeah. Like it's a bit more Harvey Elliott than it is some of those other loans.
Yeah, of course. It's obviously difficult. And listen, it was difficult for Harvey Elliott. You know, I think even when he came back from Blackburn, I think a lot of people were saying, well, where's he fit? You know, does he go in the Premier League now and loan? But yeah, you're right. Like, there's tiers of loan, isn't there? There's obviously the very younger players. There's then the players who are sort of halfway between the 21s and the first team, you know, like Leighton Clarkson. Like, you know, in the past, I don't know, I'm trying to think, but like sort of Max Waltman and Jake Kane and people like that, you know, they were ones who, that was about making a career for them, really. You know, if they surprised the world and became real stars, then great. But really, that was about, you know, going round off the edges of your game and find your level, and then we'll get you the move. And then there's the other ones, I suppose. Now, I mean, would you put Tyler Morton in that category? He's probably a level below Carvalho. He's probably a level above Clarkson. But ones who you think, well,
you could play for Liverpool.
Yeah, you could definitely be part of the squad.
Yeah.
You know, at some point. So where do you pitch them, or what do you do with them? Do you keep them and sort of give them very brief game time, or do you sort of let them spread the wings a little bit? And I think Carvalho's one. I think I know Julian Ward, who signed and the people around that deal, they genuinely believe that Liverpool were getting a potentially an elite player at that point. Now, that might still be the case. You know, it might not turn out to be elite for Liverpool, but I think there is definitely a view that he's got potential to be a real, real top player. There was a reason why Liverpool weren't the only club chasing him from when he was at Fulham. There's a reason why he came through at Fulham, scored in the Premier League before he was, I think he was 17 years old, and was, you know, performing pretty well in the Championship in his teens. There's a reason why, you know, Portugal, England were sort of battling over getting him in as an international player. So it's now the chances for him to go and prove that and sort of, you know, get that last maybe 6-7 months out of his system and just go and enjoy his football again and show where he's at. But I'm really interested by it. I really am. I'm glad Liverpool didn't push the button and sell him, because I think that would have been too early. I'm glad they've picked someone like Leipzig, as opposed, like we said, we spoke about it quite at length, didn't we, about West Ham. If you're under pressure in a Premier League, which manager is going to really back the younger player? I think it's more likely to happen at Leipzig than it is in the Premier League.
Hey guys, that was a clip from our Journo Insight show. Me and Neil having a good old chat like we do every Monday and every Thursday throughout the transfer season. So yeah, if you want to watch the full show or indeed listen to it as a podcast, we talk Barella, a couple of loan deals, Roberto Firmino gets a mention and tons more. Head on over to redmenplus.com. If you sign up from as little as £5 a month, you'll get that show twice a week, both in video and in podcast form. So go and do it and I'll see you over there.
Have you had a chance to watch episode 1 of Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, our brand new documentary series? If you haven't, check out episode 1 right now on YouTube. And if you want to watch the full series, head to redmenplus.com. Episode 2, episode 3, and full interviews with all of the incredible contributors, including Liverpool skipper Jordan Henderson. It will be there for you. Go over, fill your summer with Bobby happiness with Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, our exclusive documentary series.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else.
Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.